In local news, a blessing was held at the location of the slip on State Highway 23 over the weekend. Ngāti Mahanga Kaumātua held the blessing and it was attended by our District Council Mayor Jackie Church, Chair of the Regional Council Pamela Story, Nanaia Mahuta and Council staff. Waka Kotahi have drilled 10 metre piles into the ground to stabilise it and installed a geosynthetic retaining wall which they backfilled and compacted. Actually, I think that was 12 metre piles from memory. Most of the work has been completed with the roadside barrier already installed and final surfacing and road marking yet to be done. Hopefully we'll be back to full speed across the divvy later this month. And Pamela Story paid tribute to the landowners who gave land to the temporary work, as did the Raglan Community Board who have sent them a letter of thanks. Raglan Area School has decided to close its doors on Thursday this week because of the rolling strikes due to a pay dispute between the PPTA and the government. The Board of Trustees decided that the school cannot provide normal teaching as well as supervision for the day, but are reminding the community that the strikes only affect secondary and area schools and that the buses will still be running on Thursday for the other schools in Whangaroa. There are also weekly age group strikes planned throughout May and June, with Year 12 not being taught this week on Tuesday. In local sport, the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team lost their official first game of the season, 12-34 to Tūranga Waiwai in Taharoa, but the supporters say they had a solid first game. The bad start to the season has continued for the Raglan Roosters, losing their third match in a row, 4-3 to Disciples in Hamilton on Sunday. This means the reigning champions have found themselves at the bottom of the table for Division 1 for the first time in a very, very long time. It was another successful day for the 27th Whangaroa Waka Armour this Saturday as rain stayed away for the over 100 Waka to compete. Results from Whangaroa Waka include the Te Aro Tawhiti Whangaroa Junior Mixed W6 8K team. They came second. And the Whaia Te Tika Whangaroa Open Mixed W8 team. They came third in their division. And local surfers were in the water on the East Coast this weekend at the Sequence Surf Shop Gisborne Junior Pro. Maya Mataja made it to the finals of the under-16 girls but knocked out Alani Morsenlani Fraserhurst along the way in the semis. Luca Thompson made it to the finals of the under-14 boys, getting a great result in the semis but unable to carry the form through to the finals where he came fourth. Theo Morse made it to the quarters of the under-16 boys. Luke Diamond made it to the quarters in the under-18 boys and also competing with Tafia Welby and Jarman Thompson. And that is the Raglan News for Monday, the 8th of May.